The Surrealists loved cabinets of curiosity. These were popular from the 16th through the 19th centuries and housed objects from nature, geology, ethnography, and even historical relics. They were often more fantastic than scientific and influenced the design of many Surrealist exhibits. André Breton's study was often described as a cabinet of curiosity filled with Surrealist art, oceanic and totemic artifacts. This final room of the exhibit pays homage to the cabinets of curiosity tradition. It features darker and more unusual examples of surrealism and work by dissident surrealists. The surrealists often associated their approach to the object as erotic provocations. The centerpiece of this room is Giacometti's unsettling, disagreeable object, which seems to summon some sort of primordial fetishism. You will see collages by Max Ernst, surrealist games, and André Masson's violently erotic massacre drawings, some of which were inspired by the writings of the Marquis de Sade, an 18th century libertine writer rediscovered by the surrealists. You will also encounter the stark slaughterhouse photos by Elie Lothar, unveiling a little-known side of Paris made to illustrate Bataille's text, Abattoir. And you will discover the menacing photos of monster-like figures by Jean Painlevy, based on close-up images of marine creatures. Both brought new perspectives to documentary photography.